This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Eduardo Cruz. Eduardo is E-D. U-A-R-D-O, last name Cruz, C-R-U-Z, a.k.a. No Vega, first name No, N-O-E, last name Vega, V-E-G-A. On February 25th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed over 1,600 pages of medical records, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. History is a client is a 44-year-old left-handed male who was employed at Harmon Steel, H-A-R-M-O-N, new word steel, S-T-E-E-L. He was employed there as a rodbuster, R-O-D-B-U-S-T-E-R, period. On April 12, 2024, he was on the job site in a scissor lift when a concrete forming wall was blown over by the wind, period. The client fell approximately 15 feet out of the scissor lift onto his right leg and right shoulder, injuring both areas as well as other areas, including his face, nose, right thigh and left calf, period. Despite adequate treatment, the patient continues to have disability referable to the right leg and right shoulder, period. New paragraph. Timeline of treatment was that he was seen at Methodist Emergency Room and taken into emergency surgery the next morning for a right femoral fracture, where Dr. McKinley inserted a stabilization rod into his right femur, period. He was admitted to the hospital at IU for nearly a week and then discharged, period. He had physical therapy at Texan, T-E-X-A-N, physical therapy from June 29th, 2024 through October 9th, 2024, period. He returned to Indiana and saw Dr. McKinley and was referred for work conditioning, period. He was referred to Ortho Indy for his right shoulder. And he had 27 visits of work conditioning from November 12, 2024 through January 8, 2025 for the right lower extremity, period. He was seen at Athletico for the right shoulder from July 11, 2024 through January 20, 2025, period. The client returned to Texas, and surgery was performed by Dr. Mason, M-A-S-S-O-N, performing a right Weaver Dunn, Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, new word, Dunn, capital D-U-N-N, with ST graft and a SLAP, S-L-A-P-3, debridement on March 4th, 2025, period. The patient completed post-op physical therapy at Texan Physical Therapy, period. When he returned to Indiana, he completed additional work conditioning at Athletico, period. New paragraph. Family history. Is negative for heart disease, diabetes, or arthritis. New paragraph, past medical history reveals a closed fracture of the right femur, as well as multiple injuries to the right shoulder, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals April 13th, 2024, femoral fracture repaired with retrograde nail insertion, as well as surgery in 2025 to the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. Medications include gabapentin, PRN, as well as aspirin. New paragraph. Allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph, social history, alcohol use negative, tobacco a quarter pack a day. Next paragraph, occupation is that of a steel worker. New paragraph, activities of daily living affected are heavy lifting, as well as driving long distances, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the several hundred pages of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. IU Hospital, Methodist Hospital, admission April 12, 2024, discharge April 17, 2024. This is the discharge notes. The discharge diagnosis was accidental fall, comma, femoral fracture right, comma, gait difficulty, comma, hematoma of the right thigh, comma, impaired functional mobility and activity tolerance, comma, nasal bone fracture, comma, pain and swelling of the right elbow, comma, required assistance with activities of daily living, comma, separation of the right acromioclavicular joint, period. Hospital course. Patient presented after a fall from a lift on a construction site, period. He was found to have right femoral fracture with posterior thigh hematoma, comma, left calf hematoma, comma, left facial contusion, comma, and age indeterminate nasal bone fractures, period. Face consulted for nasal bone fractures. Ortho consulted for right femoral fracture and took patient to OR on April 13th for right femur, period. Patient progressively worked with PT and OT over the next few days, period. End of report. Orthopedic procedure date, February 26, 2025. Procedures, right shoulder partial clavicularectomy with acromioclavicular ligament reconstruction, in parenthesis, Weaver-Dunn procedure, end of parenthesis. Also under procedures is primary extensive arthroscopic debridement of the right shoulder labrum superior and posterior and biceps tendon extension into the groove with coagulation, period. Patient profile, the patient is a 44-year-old male with a work-related right shoulder injury resulting in a right grade 3 AC joint separation and a slap lesion present clinically and on MRI, period. The patient has failed appropriate non-operative treatment, including medication, therapy, and injections, period. As a result, surgery is recommended. Post-op diagnosis is labral slap lesion type 3. Findings are grade 3 AC joint dislocation. The coracoclavicular ligaments were torn, and the AC joint was degenerative, period. In the right shoulder, grade 3 slap lesion, period. End of report. Monarch Medical Services Functional Capacity Evaluation, July 22nd, 2025. He is required to be functioning at the heavy physical demand level. The examinee would be able to return to work, but at a restricted ability period. Though he was able to lift from the floor and carry at a heavy physical level, it did fatigue him quickly, period. Lifting the shoulder level was a struggle, and lifting to overhead height was possible at this time, Performing a work conditioning program would be beneficial for the examinee, period. End of report. Therapy prescription dated July 29th, 2025. Diagnosis was impingement syndrome of the right shoulder. 2, superior glenoid labral lesion of the right shoulder. 3, pain of the right shoulder. 4, dislocation of the right acromioclavicular joint greater than 200% displacement. 5, displaced transverse fractured shaft of the right femur. End of report. Athletical physical therapy work conditioning functional status report. September 5th, 2025. It is difficult to determine if the client will have full ability to return to his previous level of work performance and function, period. End of report. Orthopedic outpatient provider note, October 30th, 2025. Patient is now a year and a half out from his femoral fracture, period. It was a work-related injury, period. Patient is back working full-time, period. He says he does get achiness in his leg with weather changes and after a long day's work and feels like it is a little bit weak, but it is not keeping him from working, period. Physical examination, slight Krendelenburg gait when he walks, period, indicating weakness in his affected right leg. Assessment is closed fracture of the right femur with routine healing, period. End of report. Indiana University Health note by Dr. McKinley on November 19th, 2025. I have been asked to provide a PPI rating on patient Eduardo Cruz. Period. Mr. Cruz sustained a work-related femoral fracture in April 2024, period. I managed his orthopedic care at that time, period. He was treated with a retrograde femoral intramedullary nail, period. A year and a half later, I saw him for evaluation of a PPI rating, period. He is back working, period. Patient complains that he has achiness in his leg, which is especially prominent during weather changes, period. He feels like he has some weakness, period. On physical examination, he has a slight limp when he walks, and he has demonstrated weakness with resisted knee extension and knee flexion, period. His x-rays reveal a well-healed mid-shaft femoral fracture with hardware in place, period. I use table 16-4 regarding femoral fracture, period, giving him a 7% lower extremity permanent impairment and a corresponding 3% whole body impairment, period. The patient does have some hardware-related achiness, period. If he ever needs this hardware taken out because of symptoms, it is obviously related to this injury, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of April 12, 2024 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, right leg trauma, pain, and a mid-shaft femoral fracture with displacement, period. This required surgery on April 13th, 2024. Number 2, complex and complicated right shoulder trauma, pain, strain, impingement syndrome, the superior glenoid impingement syndrome, comma, superior glenoid labrum lesion, comma, dislocation of the right acromioclavicular joint with over 200% displacement, comma, grade 3 acromioclavicular joint separation, period. The above problems required surgery, period. Number 3, nasal bone fracture. Number 4, hematoma of the right thigh and calf, period. Number 5, facial trauma. The above 5 diagnoses were directly caused by the work-related injury and fall of April 12, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 5th edition by the AMA, in reference to his right leg, utilizing table 16-4. The patient qualifies for 9% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. The second impairment rating, in reference to the right shoulder labral lesion, utilizing table 15-5, class 1, the patient qualifies for an additional 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-11, period. The third impairment rating is in reference to the dislocation and joint separation of the right AC joint, period, utilizing table 15-5. He qualifies for an additional 8% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, period. When we use the combined value charts to combine the three whole body impairments of 4%, 3%, and 5%, this equates to a 12% whole body impairment as a result of his work-related fall on April 12, 2024, period. New paragraph. Scratch that new paragraph. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in these areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these injured areas as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medication, mostly of an over-the-counter nature of anti-inflammatory and analgesics, at a cost of $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some additional injections in the right shoulder would be $3,500, period. Also, at this time, he is still having some problems involving his right leg, particularly the intramedullary nail, period. There is a strong probability that as he ages, this will eventually need to be removed. Cost of this surgery would be approximately $60,000, and this would be all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the medical records, but I have not performed a physical examination due to the fact that the patient is located in Texas at this time, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.